WHDD presents Susan Says.
Anyone who watched the incredible, heartbreaking hearing of the investigation of the January 6th insurrection had to be mad as hell and sick at what they heard. Four brave policemen who protect everyone, even morons in Congress, talked sometimes tearfully, sometimes angrily about the horror they faced. Life and death, trauma, abuse from the hordes of MAGA morons January 6th. The immigrant cop who fought in Iraq and felt more fear in Washington, D.C., who couldn't hug his wife because his uniform was filled with toxic chemicals that had been thrown at him. The angry, forceful lifetime warrior who slammed the table at the lack of respect towards his comrades by the very morons he was there to protect. The look on the face of the soldier, yes, soldier cop, who watched a video of himself being pushed against a wall, his head bashed. The big, tall, tough officer who was called vile, racist names. Is this what you want America to be? I don't. I think this show, which was actually shown on Faux News, will have an impact forever. I hope so. I hope this committee pulls the truth and focuses and gets everybody who financed, who planned this riot, and how the former Orange thing made it happen. Subpoenas are ready. I wish straitjackets and handcuffs were. And now COVID again. The same morons aren't getting vaccinated until they're dying, and then a few of them, deathbed, please. Oh, no, we were wrong. Well, too late for them. But what about others? And masks. Put the damn mask on. What is wrong with you? Do you wear shoes? Do you wear clothes? Because running around nude is, well, illegal and also a little difficult. Wear a damn mask on your face so you don't kill your kids or your parents. There must be something awful left, that's a pun, in the water in Vermont. First Bernie Sanders, don't get me started, and now Ben and Jerry's boycotting Israel. Really? Let's boycott that awful ice cream. And now Simone Biles, the tiny warrior who did so much for the USA and gymnastics itself, so much that the judges don't even know how to score the things she had achieved and accomplished. Sexually abused by that monster doctor, physically abused by her training all of her life. Now she felt she might break her neck or hurt her team's chances, so she decided to stop. And she's being called a quitter? Are you kidding me? See, under racism, under anti-female crap and stupidity, lay off folks until you can do whatever she has done in the air. Try it, I dare you. It's a mad, 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 mad world.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude, and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.